It's that 1991 shit. Well, that slum shit. Yeah. We legendary. Shit is coming soon, dog. I've been working hard, dog. Yeah. Listen, Moon. 10 toes, man, I hope you stay down. Hope you stay down, hope you stay down. If the sky is the limit, then we reach for the clouds. Reach for the clouds and run that shit like Emmett on. Wake up, good morning, smell the paper. I just hope they praying for me. Will you answer if I call on you? I've been fighting my own demons. See them snakes, I cut the grass. Niggas creeping, I ain't sleeping, I stay woke. Used to beg, I used to steal, I used to stay broke. Now I stack my money to the ceiling and just lay low. And them bitches never say no. This dick is like a drug to her love, TKO. Concrete
loaders reverse to all my. You guys just heard a clip of P. Moona's Redbone. I suggest you look at the video while you listen to it, because it'll definitely be some masturbation material for some of you. It's a great song. You can check it out in our description. Click on the link. Can they find it on like Apple Music and stuff?
Apple Music. Actually, they just rejected me because, you know, obviously, you know, they own all the rights, Childish Gambino. Okay.
So, I figured that.
But, so how can we play it? SoundCloud?
SoundCloud. You just type in Childish Gambino remix, P. Moona.
So we can get this shit for the free.
Yeah. Or, you know, the music video, too, on YouTube, you know, that just dropped. So
I think some of our listeners are just as poor as I am, so.
Everything's for free. Everything goes, you know.
Nice. Yeah. So I guess this is, this is probably, we're, what, 31, 30?
706
episodes. We don't fucking know which episode this is. But welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. If you guys haven't noticed already, we do have a guest in the building, and
he has no shirt on.
No, I went out to the lobby.
We're gonna include video. And
I was like, you're coming in here
flex God
with your abs showing.
I just have a question. Before you were rapping, did you ever consider being a stripper?
I was like, yo, if all else fails, I will become a stripper.
Because you've never stripped before. I fuck for money, body.
You definitely have I fuck for money, body.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, if all else fails, yo, shit, I was like, man, I'm becoming a porn star. I'll be a dope ass porn star.
Fuck it. You don't have abs, but you got the height. Or you got the beard, but not good teeth.
It's crazy. I think all guys have this thing of they would become a porn star. So many guys that I talk to, like, it doesn't matter if they work in corporate, if they're a basketball player. Like, I've literally talked to so many guys and they're just like, if I wasn't doing this, I would be doing porn.
So something's wrong with you then.
I think so, yeah.
How far does your dick curve?
Not too much.
Are we coming on too strong?
I think this is a little strong. We didn't even
do a shirt. What you mean? You good.
He literally came in here with no shirt. I think it's okay for us.
I think I need to loosen up.
I mean, he came in here with a Henny bottle and no shirt.
I'm
fuck with y'all.
Have you not listened to us?
Yeah, a little bit.
What was the episode you heard of us?
The one he sent me. Was it one?
Of course.
Did you hear the hoe jobs? I loved that.
No, I didn't hear it.
So Maul told us, like, what are the hoe jobs like, where girls are like, I'm a stylist, but, like, you know, you really suck dick for money. What have you found is like the hoe job? I'm serious. What do you think is like the number one hoe job?
Yo, that has to be it. Yo, the fucking chicks be trying to, you know, in the center of the mall, trying to give you a little hand massage. You know, a little.
No. I'm talking about when you're out in the club and you see this girl that's like, like looking good, blah blah blah. And you're like, so what do you do? And she's like, I'm a. Maul said real estate agent. Maul said event
nanny. He said nurse too, didn't he?
No,
he didn't say nurse.
No, nurse is a 9-to-5. I don't think nurse counts.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I don't know.
A model. Makeup artist. A model.
Yeah, that's all. Damn, all girls,
but see, in New
model.
York, though, there's real models, man. Like, that's something I've never had for women.
But there's a difference. Because, bro, like, I'm 5'1", thick as fuck. I'm not on the Victoria's Secret runway. Those are real fucking models. Wilhelmina is real models.
Right.
The other models is...
yeah, everybody think they're models.
You know. So I guess what we like to do to kind of break the ice with our guests, we like to play little games. And... Wheezy, you have the questions for this game. Are we doing this or that, or have you ever? Which one are we doing?
We're going to go back and forth.
Right, okay.
So my first have you ever is threesome. Based on your body, I'm going to go with yes.
I had a 2.5-some, So
wait,
one sucked a midget. That was the half.
Look, I'm saying midget. You say
two and a half. It was like as I caught. It was kind of. It was almost. Listen, so I had these two shorties, right? She called me over. She's like, yeah, we down to have a threesome. I'm like, all right, bet. Went over there. Okay, so me and Shorty getting it on. I'm fucking her. Then I'm like, all right, bet. I'm gonna go to her friend. As soon as I started getting on a friend, she got jealous. I was just like,
happens every
I'm trying
time.
To like, and I'm like, Shorty, I'm fingering her right now. She's like, no, she doesn't like it. I'm like, yes, she does. Look at her. Oh. She's just like, no, no. I was just like, I'm out of here.
Wait, was one of them your girlfriend?
No.
And the jealousy still
They always
happens?
Think they are.
Wait.
Damn it.
Oh, they always think they are. Oh, we going to get
like
into that.
Not like
that,
but you know, they just, you know, damn, why they got, I don't know.
Have you
man.
Ever had a male-female threesome like DP or?
Yeah, I mean.
Not a train, but like.
Run train. Nah? What? What do you say again?
Because I feel like train is hood nigga shit. And you know, yeah, you have your Hennessy bottle here, so I feel like a train is happening.
Yeah, that was a, that's a train. I mean, wait.
No, I'm talking about. So we don't consider.
We don't consider two men and a woman a train.
A train.
We consider it a threesome. Look at his face.
That's a train.
No, I mean, see, that's the stigma.
I mean, that's called grouping. We just call, yeah, we just grouped her. Like, you
so
know
you've
what
done
mean?
That.
We call it grouping. We're going, yeah.
Engineers like,
now,
what
have you
fuck?
Done DP or just like spit roast, like mouth?
DP,
in?
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what DP is? Who do we have?
Yeah, I know. No, my fault.
So DP, and you wanted to do porn, so, if
right? You wanted to do porn and don't know what the fuck a DP is. So DP is
double, yeah,
double,
yeah,
penetration, nah. Which means one guy has his dick in a pussy and the other dick has it in his ass. In
nah,
her
you
ass.
Really gotta be my nigga, like my brother, dude. I mean. I never did it. That's your question. It never happened.
Okay. Is it something that you would do?
I mean, yo, listen, shit happens. If he's in the other hole, I might just be like, yo, bro, let me just slide.
Let me
up.
Slide in the other one. Okay.
Like, I like watching it in porn. Because, you know, sometimes, like, the chick is, like, bent over, and sometimes she's, like, sitting on it. And like,
right, you know?
You know,
I feel like I don't have the elasticity in either hole for it.
Nah.
But
yeah, no, I, no. I look. He's like, oh no.
I will tell you what. Actually, we posted a picture on our Instagram today.
Yes,
said,
we did.
Did you see that?
No.
Every woman. So it was every woman's fantasy, and it was her bent over sucking a dude's dick and one fucking her.
So this.
Yo,
is,
I feel like that's every woman's fantasy. Is it not?
So this is what we posted. It's
yes, but I
every woman's
do it.
Dream, and it is.
Let me
so
see.
It's a female getting fucked and sucking another guy.
I feel like that would feel amazing for her. Like
that's what we like to say too. But now let me ask you: would you judge a female if she sat here and told you that was her fantasy? Or she's done it before, because a lot of the comments
no
said
no.
A lot of the comments said
don't,
female,
no
that's
appease
bullshit
the
that's
listeners.
Bullshit
what, judge her
yes
what about if it was somebody you were dating
yes good question
could you handle your girl wanting to bring another dude in
yeah no that's not
so there's a couple that's been writing us
yeah.
And she actually tagged her man in that and I was fucking with it she was like you already noticed my shit I was like,
yeah I don't know. Like, if it was my girl, I'm a little too selfish. I'm a little too. So it would have to be another girl. It would have to be another girl if
okay.
I'm gonna do
that. A lot of guys.
Too,
a lot of guys say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could.
And
just
I think
be
it's
like,
crazy.
Nigga,
I think it's crazy that as a female, we're supposed to be okay with you bringing other women and pleasing other women, but for a female wanting another dude in it, it's you
I
know.
Mean,
it's
you don't have
always,
to be, but I mean, if I'm with you, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why I'm with you, is because you down. Cause you down for that. You know,
oh, okay.
You know okay, I mean? I mean, I get it. Mm. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, when I saw the picture, I immediately agreed, but like, I feel like it's such a hard thing to admit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, I mean, fuck it. Fuck all that shit people think. I mean,
right.
Yeah, yo, like,
I wonder I how much like I could internalize it, right? Because I would want to do it with somebody I was with. Right?
Yeah.
And then the other part about it is, like, of course he's not going to be cool. Where do I find the dude that's going to do this? How do we kick him out?
It's so crazy because a lot of our listeners were
like,
writing comments under and we're,
like,
yeah, just
that's like,
how would I find someone that I trust for this?
That's like a shorty fucking, you know, riding me and another shorty sitting on my face. Lit.
It is lit.
But see, it's only lit
and
when a man
do
when
you
a
have
man
to ask your
two women?
Male friends?
Huh?
Do I ask my two homeboys?
What?
And then am I a homie if I do that?
No, it's just, it's just that's just the world we live in. That's just the world we live in. Double standards everything.
Of course,
you know,
double standards everything.
Come on,
so, our other this or that.
She got to know the game, baby.
This is our this or that for you, which is our famous this or that question. And it is, would you rather eat ass or suck toes?
I mean, both.
If you had to pick one.
Damn.
So we just had another
I mean,
rapper
I like
on.
I like nice feet. I ain't even gonna front. Like, I'm a sucker for nice feet.
You like putting them in your mouth?
Actually, never. Maybe I did that one time. Oh yeah, I did that like a couple times. You know what I mean?
A couple times.
Yeah, just, maybe I did that one time like, or last Friday.
Got her like, you know, her legs in the air, and I'm just like, yeah, the toes look good. You know, I'm just yeah, you know, we're gonna get it popping.
So you'd rather lick feet than eat ass?
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, if she gotta have nice feet, you feel me?
You okay? You
would you consider yourself having a foot fetish?
Yes.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
Nice feet though. Nice feet.
Have you ever had a foot job?
I think so. Yes.
You know how hard that is, bro. That's the greatest ab exercise.
I mean, I had some women that really just put me on to like sex. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like level me up. Older, yeah, a lot of older. There was
how much older?
Like 10 years. You know, 10.
And how old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 26. Okay. When I was like 24 to 25, great years.
You're 26 years old.
Yeah, 26.
Okay.
What, you guessed older, younger?
I'm gonna tell you why.
What up?
I'm 26.
Yeah.
So am I. We're both 26.
I don't really meet men. I honestly thought you were gonna say 33, 34.
What? 33?
I don't want to tell you that it's your face or anything, but I don't see a lot of young men that have hair on their body. That's something that's very masculine.
Grown man. Absolutely.
It's very this grown like thing. And like a young dude's all really young dude's
on
that.
It's a game, baby.
Okay, we know you pubbing right now. Can we get to it?
It's so funny that we're talking about this right now with the chest hair because we have kinks of the week that we do.
Is that really it?
Yeah, well, it's close. Dude, so the kink of the week, it's so funny. We just kind of segued into that shit.
Yeah.
So our kink of the week for this week is pubophilia. Pubophilia. So it is actually a sexual attraction to pubic hair.
I've got it.
Most commonly, people with pubophilia, known as pubophiles, are attracted to noticeable pubic hair.
This shit dope.
Pubophiles may become aroused by the sight or feel of humic pubic hair.
I love touching dudes with hair on their dick.
I like hairy.
I've been
dicks.
Begging Loverboy to fucking keep his hair.
But it's so weird because I like hair.
I stopped shaving like three years ago.
Well, I like it shaved too. So I like hair on the dick, but because I lick ass, I want the ass shaved. So it's like, can you half shave?
There's a thing from I think hair, especially with women too. Like, right, we could have the landing strip. It's about like what's the word I'm looking for? Well maintained.
Grooming it.
Grooming. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
Do you like women with hair on their pussies?
Yeah, I do.
You like bushes?
It just depends upon like it depends on, yeah, the hair type, how it's growing in. Like I had a chick who like
how
I just wasn't
growing in.
I just like I wasn't ready for it. It was just like everywhere.
Where was she from?
I was like, whoa, shit.
Like, she had to be from Brooklyn. And
yo, she definitely
was. It's a real
was.
Hipster shit, though.
Yo, she definitely was.
Like, she was from Brooklyn. Yo,
society. I'm just gonna not shave my legs.
She was and she sensed it. She was like, I can't believe you're so thrown off. And I'm just like, I just wasn't ready.
Was it growing out to the thighs?
Yeah, it was like it was there. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, I remember when I was in college and I fucked this one Brazilian bitch one time. Oh my god! And like. She just had like it was natural. She just had like hair there, but it wasn't all over. It was just like it's like right above her pussy. It was just fire. I was like, ooh.
See, I think that's how mine grows in when I don't get a wax, like my in between wax.
Yeah,
she was dope.
And it's got a good little pattern now. Now my shit's mad light, and they're like, "You got hair or not?"
I'm into shaving just because I do deal with
Dude,
women.
Get
I
your
like
pussy wax.
No, bro, my niggas think it's wax. I think I don't get shaved.
Can you
bumps.
Tell the difference when a bitch got a pussy wax or shaved?
My niggas can, yes. Bro.
I can too,
bro. Yes.
They're lying to you, bro.
Bro, I have no ingrown hairs, none of that shit.
Listen,
my shit
I'm
is
gonna do,
smooth.
I'm gonna do you a favor, and I don't want to do this. I'm going to pay for it.
I don't want to get my pussy waxed.
Well,
bro.
We're going. So
no, look. Yeah,
bro, I'm telling you, it takes it takes 10 niggas off your pussy.
Oh my! Oh, it takes 10 niggas off.
It's us. I would know. Now I've got five men.
Body count is deducted by five with every wax that you take. Fuck out of here.
I'm at -20.
Yeah. I had a theory about body count earlier. I swear I was thinking about this earlier.
Oh, okay.
You know how chicks always think about...
Can I get a theory of body count?
No, not a theory. I just have a new, like, just answer, like, response. You know, chicks are like, what is your body count? Like,
no,
how
they
many,
don't. Well,
wait,
like,
females
ask
guys what their body count is?
Well, yeah, I mean, look at your shirt.
Why?
I'm sure they ask. They feel like you're a hoe.
But, and sometimes I always think, like, I try to give them a number and, like, now my answer is going to be like, how many chicks have you fucked? I'm just like,
it's
a
so
lot.
Crazy. I'm a grown ass woman. So if a man looks like he has fucked a lot of women, my question, how many baby mamas you got?
That's
my motherfucking question.
Yo, chicks be asking me that too. You got any kids?
Yeah, I really don't care about how many.
Where are you from?
I'm from Albany.
Okay.
Upstate.
I thought it was like the Bronx.
So I live in the Bronx.
No, because you live in the Bronx. So then I thought, okay, you definitely do have kids.
No. Shout out to the BX.
Dude, if I'm on the train and it gets past Parkchester, somebody's pregnant on this.
Yo, the heights.
And like, I'm already getting up all of that. I'm already like, all right, let me just get my seat.
Dykeman. Shout out to Dykeman. Shout out to Dykeman Projects. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, what is your answer? Because I have a theory. Clearly, I'm a grown-ass woman, so they assume it's more than two hands, so I go to 11. I stop at 11. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't give a fuck. What do you say when a female?
Now, I
just so they kind of believe me, I'm over two hands.
I swear, I thought of this earlier, and it's just simple. My answer is just a lot.
I feel like it's 15 per 10,000 followers. So you're
get the fuck out.
It's just a lot. You know what I mean? I'm gonna stop right there. Like, how many have you? A lot.
And I'm at 7,000.
Next question. She's gonna keep it pushing. It's just like, why does it matter?
You know? No, you know what though? It is an irrelevant question.
That's what I'm saying. Why does it matter? You know.
So what?
I mean, I forget people.
I don't even care. I honestly don't care.
I don't care either. As long as you're disease free and baby mama drama free.
Yeah.
Then you know. Yeah. I think I'm.
You can fuck one dude all your life and end up with motherfucking herpes.
Yo.
Show the motherfucking.
Either keep yourself safe with 50 dudes or what? Like, fucking cares. You want to fuck the same dude 50 times? Like, what does it do to my pussy?
No, we're going to go ahead and segue into our horrible decision for this week.
Aye.
And our horrible decision, actually, you helped us choose it. It makes sense. It is going to be millennial dating.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, okay. So you, I guess, came across Weezy's page and kind of came like, you're the guru of this millennial dating.
Yeah.
Which I will have to say, we're going to segue into it. We matched on Tinder.
Did you remember that?
And I saved some of our messages, and he's complete millennial dating out here, and I fucking hate it. So we're going to go over these messages that we talked about on Tinder.
Fire.
Lit. And
ooh, can I read it in my voice?
Oh, God. She swears this phone sex operator voice. It's I know lit, that y'all it's hate my fucking voice. Apparently, my rap takes away the sound.
You like two phone sex ago. I have?
It was a while ago. He said he's no longer on Tinder.
No, I mean, like, I'm on, like... Because I deleted from my app. I deleted the app from my phone because it just gets distracted.
You getting a little flustered?
It absolutely does. Right? Wait till I read these motherfucking messages.
You know, but it's still like attached. Like, people can still match technically.
Okay, so let's go ahead and, for our listeners, give us the definition or what you feel millennial dating is.
Millennial dating is just basically like, you know.
Is it where you find fucking, somebody or?
Yeah, nah, it's definitely date? Not. Nah, it's not where you find somebody. It's just more about, like, fucking around, you know, but at the same time, like...
Situationships.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's, like, everything without the label, like, want your cake and eat it too type shit. You know what I mean? Like,
my life.
That's really what it's about, you know.
But let me see your book real quick.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yes. I just want to read what's on it. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Dating from the millennial male perspective. Huh.
Now, yes.
Okay, question. So, what made you want to write a book about it?
Well, so if you don't know, I came off an MTV show. It's an MTV show called Are You the One? I was on the fourth season of that, and when I came off it, I had a lot of like fans and DM me, inbox me, just a bunch of questions and
well,
just
I don't
advice.
Have cable. What's the show about?
Oh, so the show is yeah, I got you. So this Are You the One show is about 10 dudes and 10 girls on a private island. We're in
okay.
We're in Hawaii, and you have 10 tries to hit 10 beams of light that signify the 10 matches, and if you do that. Within the 10 tries, then you win split $1 million between all the 20 people.
Oh, wow.
So we won. Bam.
But, nice.
Yeah. So after that, yeah, I know you guys.
So that's
like,
a real chain.
Yeah.
I hate you. I hate you, bro.
All right, I'm done with the shirt.
So, you can't afford a shirt. Okay. Just checking.
It's a little ripped up.
Right. Okay. This is done on purpose. Yeah. Good to know.
So you and the girl won on the show.
Well, yeah, So it's like 10 random. We had to take a bunch of like compatibility tests, like, you know, shit was crazy. And like, so everything was predetermined, like who my match was before I got on the show. So you go in the house and there's 10 girls, you have to figure it out.
Okay.
And everybody has a match. Everybody has to figure it out together. So
That's
we all
awesome.
Win and we all
oh, wow.
lose. So we won the show. When I came off that, I just had, you know, a bunch of questions.
Sorry,
and
just
then,
segue. Oh, yes. How many black people were in there?
One.
I'm really curious.
I figured.
One? Was it me? No, there's like three. Well, black dudes, there was one. It was me.
Really?
Yeah,
I figured that.
Women, there was like light-skinned girl. It was like black.
How fetishized were you, like, when you got messages from people, being that you were the only black dude on the show?
I mean... Is what
like, oh my God, you're the black guy that's so hot.
Like, I know the game. It's the book.
Okay.
I'm really. Just, okay. I know
and
the
so
game.
What,
I know what
so,
they're trying to do. I know, you know what I mean.
Because it's MTV. I felt
sell.
Like there was a sprinkle of niggas in there. Like I feel
you
like there's
of course only like two or three, and then one was probably
yeah.
Gay,
that's
like,
you know, so they do. So
did you end up with a black girl on the show?
No, I ended up with a white girl.
So that's so funny, because I guess I'll segue that into actually a Tinder message you sent me.
Yeah.
So I was I asked you on Tinder like your preference. We talked about what you like.
Yeah.
You said that you do love black women.
Yeah.
And you segued that into that you just fuck white girls.
Yeah.
This is all on Tinder we are having this conversation. And you said
that's not the first person I've heard.
You said I could never see myself being with one long term.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Why is that?
Yeah, this is a little too pushovery. You know what I mean? I don't like pushover women.
It's so funny.
Maybe
because
that's why I like dating white boys.
Well, and a lot of people actually, it's so funny because
I want this, Bobby.
I just know me. Yeah.
What's the price?
Not only that, that's the opposite of what a lot of people say on Tinder, on Twitter, and social media, that black women are too aggressive. They're too dominant. It was even a topic on Being Mary Jane. Just her independence and her
wantingness. Yeah, but there's a lot of black men that will combat with that and say that they can handle it and they enjoy that. Nobody wants.
But I love that we have a black man on here saying I love black women.
I love black
women. And you're our second now. Marcus Black from Love and Hip Hop, who also was on here, he said he loves black women. And I love hearing this because there's so much topics about black men dating the light skins or the white women, and to just know that we do still have brothers out here who love their black women, I think that's
Don't get it twisted. Like, I don't discriminate. Like, if you're beautiful, mom, you're beautiful. If you're Asian, you're Brazilian, Spanish, black, you know what I mean? But I do love my black women.
Okay.
Like, that's a fact. Like, you know.
That's what's up.
Okay, so
My queens. Shout out to my queens.
But you know what? That's a good thing to hear, especially when you could feel like just not worthy enough.
No, for sure.
You know, like, I'm going to be honest. I've seen dudes' reaction from when they think I'm Latina to when they find out I'm not.
Mm. Oh, girl, me too.
Oh, for real?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you're
No, I'm black? Using you.
You're black? Yes, actually, I am.
Oh, you look more exotic. Oh, is Puerto Rico that fucking far? It's a fucking U.S. Commonwealth.
Oh, man.
So we're going to get into millennial dating, like I said. And I'm going to, again, I do want to let you guys know. So normally, I do fuck a lot of people if I like them and if I'm into. No, this is segueing into because.
Did you just say, I do fuck a lot of people.
I do. Well, I fuck who I like. So when we were on. When I was on Tinder in the beginning, I was looking for just kind of people to fill a void at one point, I thought. And it just so happened when I met you, I was actually looking for something more. And so, not specifically with you.
Do you remember this at all?
Just our conversation briefly?
Not really.
No, I don't think we even made it to phone. It pretty much stayed. And I'll tell you why, because this is what he said he wanted. And I was like, oh. He said, I'm not really looking for anything serious, but good vibes. Nah, I mean, he said, I'm super laid back. I like to have fun, travel. I smoke, I drink, I work out. I'm spontaneous. Just not the relationship type.
Facts.
At least a serious one.
Facts.
He said, you know, I'm just looking for good ass company, good ass other things potentially.
Why?
Why?
Why don't you want anything meaningful?
I just can't. It's too distracting right now.
My response was, sounds like everyone else.
Well, like, that a serious relationship. A serious relationship right now for me, I mean, it was just like, I'm very passionate. So, like, if I took a relationship seriously, it would take out a lot of, like, you know, prioritizing for music. Like, I spent a whole day today from the gym to music to here, and I'm going to, like, an MTV event. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, it would be dope to have a girl that could, like, you know, dig that and be like, yo, you know what I mean? But
I feel like a lot of women that are dating rappers and athletes, and they understand the schedule.
Yeah,
so
I'm just not at that. I'm not
you just
at
don't
that
want
point
a girlfriend.
Yet. Yeah, no, just not right now.
Do you not want a girlfriend because you want to fuck a bunch of different people?
Yeah, I just want to have fun right now. I really just want to have
fun. At 26, you still just want to have fun. When do you feel like you'll get to the point? Because we both.
You're like 36, man. I think my
36?
I think my early 30s.
Almost 40?
I think my early 30s is going to be crazy. I think my early 30s is going to. Oh, my God. I'm going to actually have real money. Like, money, and I'm just going to be. Like this? Look.
Shit. Oh, it makes me so sad.
It makes me so sad.
Because you know what it is? You meet... So I have a really hard time finding attractive black men that are
absolutely
doing shit,
absolutely,
that are single, that don't have kids.
And
so just to hear it come out of your mouth is almost, like, depressing.
I'm very picky, too. I get bored easily. And, like, yeah, you just got to be, like, fucking amazing for me to just be, like,
so what about something that's just non-monogamy? What about if you met somebody that you wanted... that you couldn't let go, and you're just like, how about we just are non-monogamous, but like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be
a situationship.
I feel like because there's commitment.
Yeah,
there.
But like I, even in the book too, I put like somebody always catches feelings a little more than
absolutely
the other. Always like no strings attached in the movie. That's just what it is. Somebody always just a little bit than the other, and it's just like whoa, why are you catching feelings? If it's the girl saying that, like whoa, why are you catching feelings? I thought we had like. A little bit, somebody may get out of line or right. like go through your phone or see, ask you, you know what I mean? And it just always, you know, I just don't put myself in those positions.
But how do you feel about open relationships? Do you think you could ever be in one? I mean, that's something that's millennial to me.
Like I said, me personally, like if she could date girl, another woman.
See, that's that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's that bullshit. And
I don't want my, I don't want my wife to be getting fucking rammed out by
but she's supposed
nigga.
To be okay like, with you sleeping with other women deep.
No right. Well then I just won't like I'd rather just not be in a relationship.
So where do you go from when because clearly these are the relationships you want to start, so you have yeah. women that you're sleeping with, whether you have a Monday through Friday and just one on the weekends, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
you know, what do you do when she starts catching feelings? Is there a conversation there? Do you completely cut her off? What is the transition to where when you see someone catching feelings?
Yeah, a lot of them get cut off.
How do you cut them off?
Well, I just, you know, just they just don't get texts back. They hit me up.
That's
really
trash.
Or they just,
it's
or just
fucking terrible.
I mean, like,
this is fucking off. I'm glad we have
like I'm just super dry with the text. Like, you know, what you doing? Like, I text back late. I got my read receipts on for everybody, so everybody just, you
now,
know.
Now, why aren't you just being honest?
I am being honest.
No, you're going away and now being short with her. Why not just tell her, listen, you're catching feelings. I told you what it was from the beginning. This isn't going to work. Instead of, because now it comes to the point where you're stringing her along.
I don't even get into some shit without them even knowing. Like they know. Like
clearly, you say it on Tinder.
So
we,
like,
you know
so
what
when
you
they
want,
do catch feelings,
but you can't help. Clearly, you're gonna start catching feelings one way or another.
So like when she does catch feelings, or like when I see it coming, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm actually gonna be like, yo, I told you not to catch feelings.
Let me ask.
I'm out of here.
Are you
I'm just
doing
gonna be
things
like
spending time as far as like sleepovers, huh? Like things like that? Like because women are getting attached, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I've never been attached to someone that just fucked me, ever. Not that
no,
just
me neither.
Fucked me.
Me neither.
It was men that gave me more than that. So what are you doing?
So it's the FaceTimes. It's the good morning text. It's the everything that kind of would make her feel like you're
right.
liking her a little bit more. But yet you're really still just dropping dick and being a nice guy. So it's just like, what else are you giving them besides dick to where they're catching feelings? are you spending the night? Are you seeing her more than twice a week?
No,
are you, you
no.
know?
I mean, I don't know.
So you
I
don't
mean,
do sleepovers?
Maybe they just fuck with me. They
wait,
just want to fuck me.
I need to know. Sleepovers
specific. I don't know. Like,
really
I just,
is asking a question. We
need
an answer.
No, this
yo,
is very
I mean,
valid. Women are confused
like,
at what
yo,
you...
Yo, B, what time I be in the gym in the morning? 5 a.m. short.
That
I be in
don't
the gym.
Mean you can't leave and bring a gym clothes to her house.
No,
because
no.
I done had niggas bring their work clothes over.
I mean,
so.
Honestly, I don't really be.
Hello, bitch.
Nah, I mean, honestly.
Or be like, you know what? I'll be right back. You stay here. I'm going to come fuck you when you wake up.
Yeah, like, I mean, I go to Shorty's Cribs and I dip in the morning early. Like,
okay,
you know.
Okay, so.
See, here we go. Now
here we go. Let's
somewhere.
Scale it back for a second. You or, don't want someone to catch feelings, but you're staying at the house. It's not just sex then. Why are you doing it? Because you want it too.
Wait, staying at the house?
Staying at their house?
You just said I'm
yeah.
staying at Shorty's house leaving in the morning.
Well,
when are you supposed to leave? Night?
I mean, like,
look, he's getting flustered.
No,
he's getting
no,
flustered,
no, no, no.
guys.
No, I gotta break this down.
You wasn't ready.
You might need to write this.
You
down.
Might need
this
to
down.
Rewrite this book.
No, I gotta break this down. Cause like I said, like, you know, if I'm at Shorty's crib and she's letting me over and stuff, like, from the jump, she knows, like, I don't even want nothing serious. Like, so she catch feelings. That's, you know, it's really on her. Like, you know, she lets me over at her crib.
So let
like,
me ask you then. What's the point? Like, because, so we have women that are very confused with relationships they're in or how men feel about them because they're doing these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are you staying there if you're just looking for sex? Do you like companionship too?
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, I do like good company.
Okay.
Oh,
like I said, like I mean, that is a relationship. I just said not a serious one. Like, that's the relationship, even if I'm just hanging out and I'm chilling.
So you're going to admit that you could possibly lead a female on? Because to me, if I
I've
have
done
a guy,
that. I've done
right,
that.
Niggas ain't shit.
I've done
God,
that many
they,
times.
Like, and that's my point. So with this dating, you have women who are being confused with where you stand, what your relationship is.
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting here spending the night, we're probably spooning, we're probably talking about our day, about what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you cuddle?
And now you're becoming a listener.
Yeah,
do you cuddle?
I do
and
cuddle.
You cuddle.
You
Jesus
look like a cuddly
Christ.
Ass nigga, too.
I
you look
love
like
cuddling.
An old kiss in the mouth. Oh, we make it out every time, goddamn. Like, yeah, oh, heavy breathing in my ear while you...
What we gonna watch? What you got?
You know,
what we gonna watch?
Dicking me slowly, goddamn. And now you catch him. Now I catch a feeling.
You seen like, how to make a
remix? I got remix. I got, I got moves.
Jesus.
I had a nigga I was fucking, and we had schedules for Game of Thrones, what we was gonna eat.
See, now, it never get that far.
Bro, a few months in, I remember saying to him, like, oh, my mom's coming to town. We gotta grab drinks. Cause he'd be taught, like, he'd
right.
seeing me talk to her. And he's like, I mean, I think that that means that, you know, we're really dating.
So this is
the fuck are we doing?
Right. And that's so crazy because to me, I'm not going to lie, if you're spending the night and we happen to put on Netflix and now we start a series together, like, nigga.
You better not watch it without me.
We can't watch it.
That's when we be getting that far.
But you probably watching Netflix too.
I don't even watch TV. I don't watch TV. The Netflix don't.
Oh, so I want to lead this into
watch TV,
possibly scaling. I think the word for this, do you believe that this is commitment phobia? Do you think that you have a phobia of being committed to somebody? And
definitely.
As someone dating now, where do you think this comes from? Why are men right now so scared to commit?
Well, I think me personally, you know, I didn't really grow up I grew up with a single mom, you know,
me too.
So I didn't really grow up like a father. So I never really like seen like, you know, how like other people's like fathers like love their mother. You know what I mean? Like, you know, my mom, you know, even though she only had like, you know, she like stepdad,
right?
You know, and my little brother's father, you know, but like she always like was very, he's always very respectful. You know what I mean? But it wasn't, there wasn't the husband and what, you know, they're always like, but it just wasn't like, you know, like my dad. It wasn't like my dad on my mom. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I was always it was like vacant. Like I had to like, it was something that was empty. Like I had to figure out myself. And then I'm going to rap music. I'm going to hip hop. You know what I mean?
Do you think your phobia to commitment could be because you think you're going to find something better?
That's
a good
one
question.
Of them. That's definitely
somebody
one of them.
Somebody behind you is like nodding their head like
it's
not like,
yeah. like it's about to come.
I mean,
the fuck
I do think of that. Like even like, cause even like I'll like, say if I'm like kicking it with a girl, like we may go out or whatever. And then like, I'll be like, crazy, like,
really?
You know, yeah, like, you know.
Trash.
So like, you know, but this is me.
Honestly, like, I'm feeling like I don't know why I'm starting to feel bad.
This
and I
is
think
me,
it's just,
right?
Like somebody's being too honest. I can't handle it.
This is like, well, this is what, and,
game.
And I think, well, I
I'm
think a lot of our listeners want to hear this because, just knowing that you're probably the type of guy. When I said everyone else, like, you sound like a lot of niggas that are in my phone or guys that just want to kick it or guys that just want to drop the dick off and be like, all right, well, see you next week or hit me when you want more. And it's just like, do you, you clearly brought up not only hip hop, but I think the single parent thing is a big thing. And it's something that a lot of our generation has gone through. We're not growing up with the mom and dad and the picket fence and just, you know, that typical household.
I
too grow up
in
a single parent household. So
have you ever been heartbroken?
You think this is heartbreak?
Yeah. I mean,
I
guess
feel like it's got to stem from somewhere that that you can enjoy company and like all the dating things, but not want.
Yeah, man, I had a girl in high school. She
dating doesn't even count in high school.
I mean, like that's because like
I
that's
if you're 26.
I mean, like that's
it could
just,
be 10
that's
years
just,
ago.
Right.
I mean, because honestly, I tell people, I was like, I've never been in a serious relationship. You know what I mean? Because all my things were like in high school,
right?
And like it's just like shorty. I used to go to the prom. She was with it, then she dumped me to go with another dude. You know what I mean?
Have you ever had
some
a, like recently,
that.
Like a girl curve you for you playing games with her?
Yeah. I mean, I can't recall, but you know, yeah, I just shoot my shot. It just curved me. You
okay.
Know.
No. I'm not talking about shoot your shot. I'm talking about you fucking with a chick. She's like, hey, like, what are we doing? And you're like, whatever. She's like, you know what? I'm good. Have you had girls just like cut you off for doing this, playing this game?
It's bullshit.
Or are they always?
Definitely, yes. Yeah, definitely.
That makes me
as they
good,
should,
the
as they should.
Yeah.
Hand clap to all of you motherfuckers walking away from this type of bullshit.
Right. Now, the women that are doing this, like, do you, what's different about them than these other girls?
They see through my bullshit.
But are they older? Do they have different jobs? Are they different kind of girls? What women are recognizing this?
Like a little bit older, like around my age, but they're like getting to the point where they really
want something. So you fucking young girls.
No, absolutely. Like, no, dealing with this bullshit?
Well, I'm 26. Like, you know.
22, 24.
Yeah. You know, ain't nothing.
And they still, bitch, yeah. Imagine us back at 22.
I was young.
I was having fun. Yeah. So it makes sense for them to want to put up with something like this. And me, it's funny because I've talked about this before. At 26, I'll be 27 next month. Yes, Libra, shout out. I'm just now getting to a point where I'm seeking that intellectual connection.
Right.
More
right.
so than just a physical and sexual connection.
I can't get right. even wet sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
When I can't have a conversation with a guy.
Like, it's like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm seeing attractive men all the time now.
And, right, of course.
And then it's just like, I start talking to them and I'm like, I feel the dryness.
Yeah, oh, substance.
Yeah. And needs so, I think substance. That's what's kept me from men my age. I feel like there's just, they're lacking thereof. Like, I can't go deeper than, like, we talk about pop culture and then we're done. Maybe we start talking about Trump and they don't know what DACA is.
Yeah. And then it's rough. Do you?
What? Who that? What song is that? DACA Flocka? Let's just get bad. But do you find that, like, you need that too for women, or you just like to fuck?
Yeah, no, I definitely need substance. I mean, I just, you know, like, I mean, I need substance.
All over the motherfucking place. But I need, like, substance. I need pussy, but I don't want to commit.
You gotta
but
be
I don't.
A good girl, but I ain't gonna keep you.
I mean, let me stop. Sorry. No, I'm like, I'm rewording shit. Y'all like break it. Oh, you need?
Are we listening?
No, it's dope. No, I mean, like, listen, I just take it for what it is. Like, you know, like, some chicks just want to, you know, give it up easy. I'm not the type to really just be turning down pussy. Like, if you fine and she just want to say some dumb shit, whatever, I'm like, all
right,
whatever.
So basically,
how many girls are you dating right now?
In rotation.
I don't know.
2-3 more?
Yeah, it's just women.
Okay. Now, super casual sex. Do you have a thing about you don't want them to sleep with other men?
No, I don't care.
You don't give a shit?
No.
That gives you a little more credibility.
I want to ask this question.
I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of men that still, you know, feeling like you, like, oh, I'm going to cut them off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to fuck whoever I want and feel like, oh, nah, but you can't be fucking with
them. This could be a bit personal, but I feel like it needs to be talked about because I'm on... I don't want to say black Twitter, but it happens often where single men as yourself, like these situationships, are you having unprotected sex with any of these partners?
Yeah, I definitely was having unprotected sex. Like before I went to the, I just came from the doctor like a few weeks ago. And before that, I was having unprotected sex for a little minute.
And so,
I didn't go front. And then the doc said, I'm good. He was just like, I was just like,
what made you want to go? Because I feel like a lot of men, we have to push our men to go to the fucking hospital.
I mean, I just needed to go. It's been past due. Like,
now you must have fucked one bitch. I didn't have a trifecta. What happened?
I had a trifecta. Shit, like, you know, I just, you know, back to back women, same nights, like raw, like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of shit.
Okay,
you know?
so I want to ask this question because, like, that's why I brought this up. You're having casual sex. You don't want to commit to any of these girls. What is going through? Why would you have sex unprotected with a female who you don't want to see yourself with? You don't have kids.
Yeah.
You probably don't see them as future baby mamas. As a single man who's out here having casual sex and who is allowing these girls to fuck other men, why would you not have protected sex?
That's a personal issue I need to deal with.
I think a lot of guys do this. Yeah.
No, it's true. You just don't give a fuck for a while.
Fuck the feeling.
Yeah.
We have someone. We all know
it feels better. Like, you know, but
bullshit. I've had the best dick from condom dick. So fuck that shit. And we actually had Candy on the show who said, if you want to have it feel real, put some lube in the condom before you put it on. And then that helps you as well.
That's always cool to get like 99% of like the feeling to get there. But like, it is different. Just in general, I'm not saying it's good or bad. You know what I mean? But that's just what it is.
Because this could be why these hoes catch feelings too. Raw dick will make a bitch catch feelings.
That's real.
That's legit. That's definitely a legit.
Hello.
That's
I'll be honest legit, with you. When I was like, younger, connect, I did like, used you know, to connect like,
raw
okay,
sex
if
with,
we're doing this
like
together,
me.
Then that means I am more important.
Yeah.
And you out here fucking all of them raw.
Now, since you came from the doctor, and I'm sure you had your, like, I remember my
doc
first
said
time
I'm good. Shout out to Doc.
What are you going to do from here on out when you want to have raw sex?
Doc, say it again.
What kind of precautions are you going to take when you want to have, how do you have this conversation? Have you had it yet?
What? Say it again? Sorry.
When you want to have, like, raw sex now, let's say somebody maybe you've been fucking a few months and you feel like, okay, we're consistent with each other. Do you know how to have these conversations? And talk about papers and stuff like that.
I ain't even gonna front. I still be shooting my shot with raw sex with some girls.
So I wanna say this because I tweeted it. I wanna let you guys know.
Well, going growing, to man, a, working on me,
going
man.
To a doctor and getting checked is not going to keep you from getting anything. It's pretty
I'm
much
good.
Just gonna
I went in May.
It's pretty much just gonna notify you if you caught it. So going to the doctor is not a preventative measure of catching anything.
Right.
So I definitely think that And I wanted to say
I'm not promoting.
We're not saying that you're
promoting. No, because we're general.
I'm just in general. I'm not just in general.
I'm going to give you a little bit of. You brought us some game. I'm going to give you some game.
Yes.
I had a crazy fucking scare. I could tell the story again.
I had a crazy scare too.
When I thought I had herpes.
I
want
to tell mine too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So, went to the bathroom. Looked down there. I said, fuck. Text the group chat. I said, bruh, I'm dead. And I text two niggas. And I was like, you piece of shit. I was going off.
Text them. Yeah, you did.
Oh, go went to a 24-hour doctor.
Yeah.
Get there. I'm in tears. And she's like, oh, my God. You think you're pregnant? I was like, I don't know. And I'm sitting down there. And she's like, well, what's going on? And I was like, there's a bump. And she's touching the lips of my vagina. And she's like, has a smile on her face. And she's like, okay. Have you been shaving? Did you just shave recently? And I was like, yeah, I had sex last night. And she's like, okay, well, you probably left the razor in the shower and you didn't get like an absolutely sanitary one. And now you've just got a lesion on your body. It's just like an ingrown.
It's an ingrown hair.
Yeah. And I had that little scare too.
That shit is fucking terrifying. And so from now on, what I do, I get my papers in a PDF.
When I'm
feeling somebody and I feel like maybe we're the main people that we're having sex with, if it's noncommittal, I'm cool with saying like, you want to swap. I mean, I send it via text. I know their name. They know mine. I feel really good about it. And nobody has ever been like, this is fucking weird. I did have one dude say like, wow, I appreciate you for this. I'm flattered that you want to fuck me without condoms. Let me go. Give it a week.
Yeah, that's fire. I respect that. That's dope.
Listen, I think a lot of men have appreciated it from me and like they feel better about fucking me. I mean, you got to think.
I would fuck you way more. I'd be like, hey, listen, ladies, I'm going
to
cut these.
Right. You need to do that. Even if you're fucking a few partners.
So, ladies, if you want people to cuff you, just show him some papers.
You got to make sure them shit's real. Mine say surgeries, breast augmentation, so you know they ain't
all of them. Yeah. I just think that's definitely important conversation to have because
it's not awkward.
Well, not only that, but the way you feel HIV about these women. Oh, HIV is super awkward. But the way that you feel about these women and that they don't mean anything to you, I guess you're pretty much clarifying that raw sex does not mean that a man likes you any more than if he has sex with you with a condom. Would you testify to that?
Right.
Do you feel like that these women that you have unprotected sex with, that there is an emotional attachment there, or you can fuck them with a condom or raw and it means nothing? There's no difference.
I think some of them definitely have a little emotional attachment. I can tell, you know.
Because you trust them enough to fuck them raw, you're saying? Like, you feel more.
I don't think he trusts any of them.
Yeah, no, I don't trust nobody. I trust
you. You don't trust anybody, but you trust them for your dick not to fall off after fucking them. Got it. Okay, makes all the sense in the world. Do you want to go ahead and get to our home mail? Do you have home mail?
I'll just be shooting my shot.
Yeah, I hate this conversation. Jesus Christ, because there's so many black men, unfortunately, that have this idea of unprotected sex. And unfortunately, we also have, and I've mentioned this in the show, and I know you don't, we also have such a large group of men who are on the down low. So you have a lot of mix. Down low men who's dealing with men and women.
Oh.
And so to me, knowing that our men are not out, obviously, getting tested every 3 months like you're supposed to, or out here having casual raw sex, it just leaves so much for many of our women to be infected, our men to be infected. And it's just like a routine when all you have to do is put on a condom. So I just feel like we're all here for casual sex. Right. Me and her have had plenty of it.
We made mistakes too, but now I just feel like my pussy's too important.
I grabbed a condom before I left the house today, though. I felt really good.
Did you think it was going to fuck one of us at the show? Like, shit.
Well, you go into the MTV event, so you never
know. Yeah, I was like, yo, listen, man.
You're the black guy from Are You the One?
Let's go.
Right?
Yeah, they be dead sounding like that.
That's funny.
I'm trying to do. Crazy. Let's see. I don't think we've ever read this question.
That's long as fuck.
Have you seen this?
Bitch, we're not reading that fucking story.
Dude, this looks kind of good. It's from a man. Subject is dilemma. Damn, we normally pre-screen the questions.
I think we did read that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we read that one.
With the wife in med school? I don't think we read this. My wife and I have been together for 7 years. Sex life was always okay, but just okay until recently.
This is a good one.
She is in med school at Morehouse and met some new people when she enrolled, of course. One of her girlfriends is very, very open sexually and did a lot of posting on Tumblr. Now, at the time, I didn't know exactly what Tumblr was, but because I'm just a Facebook and Insta guy, not into every social media. But she talked to my wife about it, and my wife created a page. She talked to me about stuff that other people were doing on there, but never really told me what she was doing or thinking about doing until I saw it for myself. My wife was posting completely naked pictures of herself on the internet, and while it bothered me, I wanted her to feel free enough to express that side of her. Now, in allowing her to do that and not freaking out about it, she has become so much more open sexually. Our sex life has truly went to another level. I've always suppressed my desires because I felt like it would be much better for her because she was so conservative.
Slow down, bitch. I gotta catch up. Like, slow down.
I'm trying not to, like, lag it on. It's long. I'm sorry. Seeing her be free on the internet let me be free with her in the bedroom, and the shit's mind-blowing. Problem is that while I'm getting great sex out of this, I can't stand her doing what she actually does. It's gone from Tumblr to group chat on the GroupMe app where there's 20 people all in our area who exchange naked pictures and fuck each other constantly and post about it. Now, my wife isn't fucking anybody else yet, but the fact is she's involved with this and being propositioned all the time and just has random guys sending dicks like crazy. We've talked, and she's assured me that she's not doing anything, and I believe her. But I don't want to have to check her phone all the time and wonder what she's doing. I don't know what to do. Please help.
Damn,
that was a lot.
That
and
was
a good
a lot.
Question.
Hard, that was a lot.
That's, I feel like everybody's going to have different advice, because I have mine.
Yeah, that's hard. Okay. That's.
You know what you I could tell you what I would think.
What would you think?
I'd just start posting pictures. I'm
going to say this is a phase. First of all, I cannot imagine med school. I think that if you've never done something like this before, I can imagine how sexy you feel being naked. It's liberating.
Yeah.
I think you know somebody's character. And I think that if you let her do it and you let her know that you're comfortable doing it, of course she's not going to stop.
Right.
You either have to be open and say that I'm way too uncomfortable with this, and I'm sure she'd respect you for it. It's your wife. But if you've been acting like you're cool with it because you're getting good sex out of it, then you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Agreed.
If she's doing this and feeling sexy and giving you good pussy for it, you just gotta deal with one of the two. I mean, is her face in the pictures? Are there boundaries that you need? Do you need to be in the group chats? You need to set the boundaries from what you want. For me, I've always felt like flirting and things like that, or whatever you need to do to feel good, whether it's posting an Instagram pic shirtless, it's not a big deal, because sometimes we need that validation from somebody else. We fuck the same person all the time, right? You're married.
We don't fuck the same person.
I think with something that's this quote unquote wild, you just have to set boundaries, and it sounds like you've just kind of been rolling with it.
But what I would say is I would have this conversation with her, because what it sounds like to me is she's possibly not getting this attention or these compliments from her man.
Ooh, I didn't even think
about that. So I feel like this is possibly something to where he just maybe needs to talk to her and maybe ask why she's doing this. Because it very well could be, babe, I don't feel like you like this. And I get all these compliments. They say my titties look perky. They say my ass is fat. They say my waist is small. So maybe she's looking for this attention and validation and compliments from you.
That's a really good answer.
And I feel like maybe it's something to where if she's sending you a video, she's not feeling like you're super excited about it. So I feel like maybe it's a conversation you need to have to see why she's doing this and how you can maybe get her that excited.
I like that. I mean, I'm gonna add on to that. I just with that being said, for him, I feel like he needs to just find, you know, some, you know, like she felt like that was like it sounded like that was like her kind of like finding and discovering herself,
right?
Like,
her sexuality.
So I feel like maybe he needs to do that, just find something, you know,
especially
that him,
why not join in together and do it,
you know? Or or just join in. Maybe that may feel, you know, that may make him feel like,
because
maybe
it seems,
feel a little
right,
more
if you're feeling some type
but
of way like she's gonna fuck another guy, then there's an insecurity there and you've got to find out what that is.
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, were you validated by feeling like you were the only one? It sounds like you still are. I mean, I don't know. I feel like cheating is very obvious. It's not hard, especially if you're married. Like,
absolutely.
You gotta know.
Yeah.
Like, what, you not in school? Yeah. I mean, or not at work? Then
I'm
like,
not a good liar.
Fuck, me neither.
Shit. Like, she'll look me right in my eyes. I'm like, fuck.
But you definitely need to figure out what's up for you. If you think your wife is really going to proposition other sex, you need to decide if you're down for it or not and ASAP and set the boundaries.
You absolutely
because
need to have
that
discussion.
Because you're just letting it go as far as it goes because you're getting your dick sucked good and more often. That's not fair either.
Right. And we have one more home mail that I'm going to read. And this came from a female when we asked about situationships. So I would love to get this one we didn't read on the situationship episode, so I would love for your input. Yes.
Nice.
So she said, I have a situationship and I need feedback, please. He has a family, baby mama, and I also have a family, baby dad. So we knew the terms and conditions. We're also coworkers. I finally gave him some pussy after 8 months of him trying. He took me to their house and we fucked. It was decent. He complimented me. I thought things were good. He was already talking about the next time, quote unquote. It was a little awkward, you know, first time jitters. Well, that was Friday, and I haven't heard from him since.
All he wanted to do was fuck.
Am I tripping?
He crossed it off. Of me. That's the truth.
She need to know what that pussy like. So one time, fine with me.
Yeah. Oh shit.
And that's the end.
And I also want to go ahead and say that I think she coined this as a situationship when it was only a one-time fuck, and I feel like that's a female again putting a title or putting more exaggeration on a relationship between two people than what it really is. And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of us women do that, whether it be because he's cuddling and staying the night with me, we're getting closer, or whether, you know, he's fucking me raw, we're about to be boyfriend girlfriend, you know.
But honestly, I
it's millennial day.
I'm gonna tell you something. There's times that as women we want to feel validation instantly, that instant gratification, that text back or something like that, but then there are also very obvious moments that we just don't want to read. You didn't need to write us to hear that.
Oh.
Was that mean?
All right.
You know what it is?
Bitch, we ain't need to tell you that you knew it was just the one time.
I've been doing a lot of my own shit with Loverboy. You know what I'm saying? I've been dating someone that's doing all of these moves, taking just all this effort, but it's like, well, I don't know if I want a girlfriend. So, my nigga, no. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know what you're doing. You're playing games. Like, I'm giving ultimatums out here. Like, cut that nigga off.
Right.
Get to another cubicle. Don't fuck with him no more.
Cubicle.
Honestly,
okay.
If someone just fucks me and they not hit me back and ignoring me, I'm done.
Simple. There you go. And I think women, you need to.
We're worth way too much you to need be to, wondering.
You need to definitely shorties, value yourself.
Shorties, if I don't text you back, I ignore you.
Oh, God.
Cut me off.
So it's simple math, though. If someone's not hitting you up, they're not thinking about you. It's especially when something was a trend.
Some people are just dumb.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not going to call it dumb when it's emotions, because I'm not going to invalidate somebody's feelings. But I will tell you that you didn't need this advice. You know.
Right. Well, I am so glad you've been here. What we're going to do before we sign off is we're going to read one of our reviews from iTunes. If you haven't yet, guys, we are on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play.
Yeah.
Streeper, we're on YouTube. We're just on a lot of fucking.
I don't know. We got a podcast. That's what I know. We're you on can a do the whole, analytics, bitch.
I know. I do all the analytics, man. But we are on a lot of apps. And so this is one of our reviews that we super love. It's from Sincerely Tundi or Tundi or I don't fucking know. If you're looking for uncensored thoughts, chemistry, laughter, etc., you've come to the right place. Mandy and Weezy are by far some of the realest people I've come across on social media. These two are not afraid to be themselves, and this podcast proves it. Thanks. Yeah. I can't wait when they are able to make longer podcasts. Bitch, y'all know we pay for this goddamn studio time. and would even be better if we were able to see the podcast on YouTube or some visual platform at some point. We are on YouTube now, guys.
Well, our audio is on YouTube.
We're getting a little clips.
We're
getting clips.
Because the scenery is dope. Y'all gotta
it's a nice thing.
You gotta get
people doing this shit out their house, bro.
I know.
Let me tell you, Mandy and I work hard. We have hard working
jobs. People
don't
know how I have this much time.
And I think to put this time and effort to give you free content is sometimes just... sometimes I get bitter about it when people are like, y'all need video. Like, y'all need to fucking spread the shit. So, you know, and I want to thank P. Moona today because he's our sponsor for this show.
He is our sponsor for today's show, guys.
Oh,
and like I said, like, I definitely want to go ahead and make sure you guys support him with his book, with his free music. We got to get you to where they have to pay for it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I definitely, you guys go click on those YouTube videos and give him those that
much love.
And where can they find you on Instagram, Twitter? What platforms are you on?
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I am P Moona.
Do you send your dick through Snap?
No. I am P M U N A.
Darn.
Moona.
What kind of things do you snap then?
I barely snap people. Yo.
Then what the fuck? Put your dick on there or just don't have a snap.
My snap is my channel, yo. My snap is like I put music.
I bet you put your shirtless ass on there.
Put your dick on the table. That's what Snapchat is for.
Yeah, I ain't got no time for that.
And do you have any upcoming projects or like shows you're gonna do?
Yeah, I have 1991 dropping sometime in October. I think like late October. It's an EP. Dropping soon, and SOBs. I'll be performing at SOBs in October, October 22nd. So
awesome. You should come out. We're having a live show. We want to invite all of our past guests.
Nice. Yes.
So you should definitely come out.
Definitely.
And I'm sure all the bitches will come because as long as you wear that, we'll sell the tickets.
I was about to say, y'all are gonna see this. Well, actually, you can't wear this precisely because we are gonna take a picture.
I'm fine with you wearing the same outfit. So. You bring the same pussy around, the same dick around, the same shirt is fine. You've got it in a different color. We welcome that.
I do.
But yeah, we're gonna have a live show, and hopefully you'll be able to make it, so you can catch him there, and maybe you can let him touch you, and you know, you just gotta know what it is. You gonna get the dick, but
and shit, he's apparently carrying condoms around, so he's for the go, guys.
We should pass some out.
Strap like Rainbow now.
We're definitely gonna bring condoms to the show. I think it's important. Well, guys, we want to thank you guys for listening to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. We want to thank you guys for supporting us on iTunes. Subscribe on SoundCloud. Follow us. Leave these reviews. And thank you guys for sending in questions.
Yeah.
If you guys want to send home mail to us, you guys can send us more home mail at horribledecisions@gmail.com. And where can they find your ass on social media, Weezy?
WTF. And yeah, at the end of this episode, you're going to hear the song Redbone again, the full song. I know you heard it for you in the beginning. So enjoy, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Used to beg, I used to steal, I used to stay broke. Now I stack my money to the ceiling and just lay low. And the bitches never say no. This dick is like a drug to her, love TKO. Concrete lotus, reverse to all my motives. I am the chosen one, fuck they ain't noticed. Keep them eyes wide open, but don't stare into Medusa. Dream big like the young Martin Luther, so stay woke. Yeah. Sometimes a nigga got a vent, you know. That's how I express myself.
Street Empire Music.
Niggas already make it hard for niggas. We black. That's a fact. Don't you close your eyes. Ain't nothing like those summer nights when you're out in New York. Live up every day, cause life is too short. Nigga, you're too soft, better build you a backbone. Rumble in the jungle, damn, them pussies won't last long. Thank God my mama raised me well, six kids all by herself. Shout out my brother in that cell, wish I had that bell. Some say that death is more like heaven, cause this life is hell. Put change up in that wishing well, homie, wish me well. It's sad how niggas killing niggas in them pictures, pulling triggers on them niggas. Yeah, that's genocide. And fuck the system, how they tell my people's image for a living. Yeah, it's televised. Don't let them feed you lies. Concrete lotus, revert to all my motives. I am the chosen one, fuck they ain't noticed. Keep them eyes wide open, but don't stare into Medusa's dream. Be like the young Martin Luther, so still. Don't you fight, won't you fight, won't stay.
Street Empire Music.com.
Don't you close your eyes. Mona!